The next time the Astros play a game that counts, 1 week from today in Arlington against the hated Rangers, Lance McCullers will pitch the fourth game of that series.
Ooh.
He'll join us 1 hour from now. Aaron Colvin, one of the newest Texans, on the show at 9 o'clock.
The Rangers hate Lance McCullers and Alex Bregman, too. That's going to be a fun one.
And they don't like
good old time.
And they don't like the Rangers.
Yeah.
They do not like the Rangers. That whole Napoli thing was one of my favorite moments of the season last year when Lance was throwing in his direction. Anyway,
Was it Napoli that said he could smell Lance's cologne?
Yes.
Okay.
It was that incident.
What the hell was up with that, Napoli? Kind of weird, bro.
The Rockets go for, what is it, 7 in a row tonight?
You kind of lose count. You smell good, Lance. I just want you to know. Despite our differences, I just want you to know. I respect your fragrance game.
I actually like Mike Napoli.
You like everyone. What the hell's up?
Everybody
with you?
Likes Napoli, man.
Yeah. He's got a beard.
Not me.
He's a grizzled
guy.
That dude will just show up to a dive bar and just buy it out. He's one of those guys.
Napoli's got to be top 8 in baseball of guys you go to a dive bar with. So the Rockets go for, again, I think it's 7 or 9 tonight.
The
point is, their magic number is 7. That's the number that matters against the Warriors for the top seed in the West. Our friend Nick Wright said this about the Rockets on his Fox Sports 1 show yesterday.
I believe the Houston Rockets are the favorite to win the NBA championship. We have a sample size of exactly a half season of Harden, Paul, Capella playing. 41 games they've played together. They're 39-2. We have seen Houston play the next 8 teams in the West. So 7 of those teams will make the playoffs. But teams 2 through 9 in the West this year, they are 21-3.
Okay, so you look at those numbers. All right, so it's a simple question. His premise. Are they the favorites to win the championship? I'm going to say no. The Warriors are still the favorites to win the championship. Period.
Okay, right? And?
Well, I'm just asking, like, do you think they're the favorites to win?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do, yeah. I'm going to go for that. For one, the Warriors are a battered bunch at this moment. Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't know. You were asking me a question?
Yes.
I thought you were about to give a take.
Well, no, I'm asking a question.
I'm sitting there like,
you
just said that they're not, and then you just let it out.
Well,
hang out there.
I just wanted to get your answer first.
Yeah, no, they're the favorites to win the championship. I don't know. What do the odds say? What do the statistics say?
What do the odds say?
What does 538.com say? What do all the nerds say? I don't know. I think there are a lot of...
I'll get it.
There are a lot of things... Landry's going to get it, Mike. Stop typing. Okay. This is the thing. For one, the Warriors are battered and bruised. Steph Curry has sprained his ankle 4 times this season, Mike. 4 times in the regular basketball season. This is not somebody that's going to make it through the playoffs. I'll say right now, Steph Curry will not make it through the playoffs intact, okay? Now, I don't know, maybe he's back, maybe he plays in the finals, but he's not going to be 100%. And we've seen what happens when Steph Curry, whether he admits it or not, isn't completely 100% healthy in the finals. It means bad things. Broken ribs, hurt groins, all these things. These guys, this Rockets team, I'll make this based on probability and probability alone. This Rockets team has had an extraordinarily lucky stretch of remaining healthy over the last several years, and that includes Steph Curry, even though he had issues in the finals that 1 year, in the playoffs that 1 year.
I agree with that.
He's been healthier than he really should be, and now the chickens have come home to roost, and his ankles are falling apart. The other is this, that kind of under everybody's nose is... The NBA has changed in the last few years because of the Golden State Warriors, and it's benefited the Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets are the best ISO team in the league. Perhaps, as Daryl Morey would have you believe, they're the best ISO team ever. That benefits what's happening in the NBA right now because everybody has adjusted to all the ball movement. Everybody's adjusted and played defense in such a manner that they'll take care of this ball movement that Golden State and everybody else is shooting for, and it's turned into teams that can take advantage of the defenses the teams are playing and be incredible ISO ball players have an advantage right now. And that's why Chris Paul and James Harden will just toy with the team until they get the matchups they like. And then James Harden just steps back and crushes your soul with a step back three.
Can I disagree with one part of that? The Warriors still have the second best offense in the league.
That's great. Mike, that's fine. Did I say the Warriors? What are you disagreeing with? Real quick, what are you disagreeing with?
I'm disagreeing. I don't buy the idea.
Did I say that the Warriors were a bad basketball team or that they're not still dominant?
All right, here's the thing.
This is my point. You gotta let me answer. No, I want you to disagree with something I actually said.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Disagree with something I said.
In basketball, you can't solve ball movements. Who the hell can solve ball movement switching, basketball?
Lots and lots of switching.
That's fine. You can switch and run.
Which the Rockets are taking advantage of now.
That's like, well, we've solved great receivers in the NFL.
Solved it? They've addressed it.
I mean,
they've addressed it, and now all these teams are switching all over the place, and what are the Rockets taking advantage of?
I don't disagree with the premise that the Rockets have an advantage for this season. We'll see how long it goes, because teams are used to dealing with offenses that are built more like Golden State. And so when they face an offense that is like Houston, where it's a lot of pick and roll, but also so much isolation, especially in the final moments of games, that it could give them a little bit of a value add, because so many teams do not play like the Rockets. I agree with that. All I'm saying is that in basketball, I don't think you solve ball movement. And I also think this.
You address it, and then it changes the way you play the game, and then it benefits the teams that can capitalize on it.
The benefit, all I'm saying is that the Warriors are still a great, great, great offense. If you were doing a show in Cleveland right now, would you say the Cavs are the favorites to win the East? Would you say that?
No.
You would not?
No.
Okay. I was just curious.
Okay.
All right. Because there's a similar situation going on where they've got the best player, but they have not had, by any means, the best regular season.
This is not
season.
The Cavs of the past. This is not the Cavs of, like, hey, we'll get it together in the postseason.
I agree.
There's just, so no. I don't believe I said that the Warriors weren't a good team. I don't believe I said that basketball has solved ball movement, but
I heard that
right now the Rockets are benefiting from a change in the tides and change in the way the game is played, and that the Warriors do not have the extreme abject advantage that they once did. The Rockets, that's the Rockets' window. That's their opportunity. And I think because of everything that's happened over the last several years, it's kept people from really grasping or understanding how good the Rockets are. In terms of like all the various stats, their net rating is among the top 20 all time. And when you look at that margin of victory, in general, those teams almost always go on to win a conference championship unless there are injuries or something extreme that happens, or maybe perhaps the Golden State Warriors get in the way. I'd break it down to simply this. The Warriors are banged up and running on fumes in a large degree right this moment. I don't expect Steph Curry to stay healthy throughout the playoffs and the finals. And the Rockets are almost the exact opposite.
Golden State, by the way, the favorite in Vegas, -140. The Rockets are +220, so you can get about 2.2.
You should bet on the Rockets
odds,
win the championship.
Yeah, 2-1 odds. Seth.
Yeah, I mean, if you're this confident, you should actually put some money on the Rockets. All I'm saying is the Warriors, here's the thing about Golden State. They've been bored. They've been hurt.
What are we basing this boredom on?
You know why? This is what I love. Because it's the last refuge of scoundrels is what it is. It's people will ask the question, hey, what's wrong with the Warriors? They're bored. That's what, like, all these stat geeks and nerds and everything, that's what they come up with.
Yeah.
Like, because they don't have Bill Simmons or Zach Lowe telling them what to do. They're like, well, frankly, boredom is what it is.
I don't understand where this bored is coming from. I'm not going to sit here and pick the Rockets over the Warriors. If I had a gun to my head, I'm picking the Warriors, but I think the Rockets, they're 39-2 with Capella, Harden, and Paul in the lineup.
Absolutely.
They're playing some damn good basketball. I don't know where this boredom is coming from. I don't see any proof of it. They're banged up. Yeah, they're banged up, they're injured, and maybe they're resting their guys more than they normally would if they were going for the one
like,
seed.
Is Iguodala bored?
I don't get it.
I mean, like, one of the big issues is that Iguodala has not been the same guy.
That team fell behind by 20 to Brooklyn at home. I mean, Brooklyn, you would think that by rolling out the basketball with no head coach and no support staff, that you put those guys on the court and they would be within 5 points of Brooklyn at all times. Like, they have to come back in these games.
So you're saying that's just evidence of boredom?
Yeah, I'm saying it's evidence of boredom.
It's not like that hasn't happened in other seasons.
Let me put it this way. Removing the boredom from it, we would all grant that Golden State has not played up to its A level this season. I think we would agree with that. And despite that fact, they're 53-18. Mm-hmm. They're only 4 games back in the loss column. They've got the second best offense.
But my question is,
the
establishing that Golden State's a good team.
Yes.
I'm like, is it real? No, so far, like, I want to. Okay, you've taken on my non-assertion that the Warriors are not a bad team. Okay, I concede the point that I never made, that the Warriors are actually a very good basketball team. I need to know exactly why. Tell me why the Warriors are so much better than the Rockets.
I'm not saying they are so much better.
Okay.
I'm saying that they've got four players, and maybe when they're playing at their peak in the postseason, postseason, when you got to beat them four times in seven games, that nobody can get that
but
done.
But all I'm saying is that when you see teams that have played this much basketball in the span of 4 years, a lot of times we assume that they're going to flip the switch, and maybe they're bored. You saw the Miami Heat after they won back-to-back championships. Everybody was saying they're going to flip the switch. They got their ass kicked by the Spurs in the finals. A lot of times when we just sit here and assume that they're bored, maybe they're getting older. Maybe Andre Iguodala's getting older. Maybe they're getting banged up.
They
maybe
don't
everybody's
have the,
catching up.
They don't have the depth that the Rockets do. And then again, the one thing that I think that it is happening right under everybody's noses, but nobody knows what to say about it because all these sports people who love to hang their hats on statistics never want to agree or accept that other than Maury and a few of these guys, you couldn't have actually cut it in the actual numbers world. Tell me exactly how you project or predict what happens when you have a Chris Paul or a James Harden on the court all the time. You know, like it just, it's a puzzle that teams haven't seen and don't know how to solve. And even the Warriors haven't taken advantage of the fact that they have so many dominant players and they don't actually keep one of them on the court all the time. I think there's just there's an element of uncertainty here and unpredictability here that I don't think people have accepted. And I think
I think it
benefits the Rockets.
Keep something in mind. You know how many games the Rockets won in the regular season when they won their second championship? They won 47 games.
Mm-hmm.
They won 47 games in the regular season, and they turned it on in the postseason. Sometimes these kind of things happen, and I think it's fair to say that this Warriors team is more talented than that Rockets team. We'll see if they repeat as champions. 713-572-4610.
Yeah, you've got me on the verge now of predicting the Rockets in four. What's that? No, I'm going to have to go. Like, I'm going to go to the lab tonight and just find
out. Can we please save this segment?
54 days.
Oh, wait.
Until the Western Conference Finals.
Please save this segment where Mike convinced, and I'm making the quote marks, convinced Seth that the Warriors are actually a good basketball team.